All right, well, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed your daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Longtime conservative, longtime attorney practicing law in North Alabama, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, well, I kind of touched on it a moment ago, but you may have seen the news that broke last night about late-night host Jimmy Kimmel having his show abruptly terminated. JP's the one who actually brought it to my attention, sent me a text last night, and I quickly got on the news and found out all about it. And this is an epic move on the part of ABC and its parent company, Disney. Nexstar Media Group, that also owns hundreds of television stations, announced immediately it was going to be preempting Kimmel's Jimmy Kimmel Live show for what it called, quote, the foreseeable future, with other content. Saying this, here's our statement. They said, Mr. Kimmel's comments about the death of Mr. Kirk are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, and we do not believe they reflect the spectrum of opinions, views, or values of the local communities in which we are located. Wow. I mean, did this really just happen? The left is actually facing consequences for their own actions. Yep. So what did Kimmel do? What was the incident that broke the proverbial ice, that cracked the proverbial dam, that broke the proverbial camel's back? Well, he lied. That's what he did. He lied, and it wasn't a joke. It wasn't an opinion. It wasn't a mere slip of the tongue. Kimmel stood up in front of the cameras on a national broadcast in front of millions, and he told a bald-faced lie about the murder of Charlie Kirk by insisting that the shooter was a Trump supporter from the right side of the political discourse spectrum. His actual statements were this. Here's what Kimmel actually said. He said, "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang, desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it." My God. So not only did he lie about the shooter, he then lied about the vast number of Americans who were grieving over the loss of a revered figure in the conservative movement at a time when the wounds are still actually very raw. It was insensitive, it was callous, it was gross, and it was a lie. But you know what? Lies have a way of coming back to bite the liars. And the Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr, he wasted no time. So Carr came out right away and reminded the world that Kimmel is not a podcaster, he's not an opinion writer, he's not a conspiracy website host. Kimmel actually operates under an FCC license, and that license is subject to rules and restrictions that actually govern the use of the airwaves. In his statement about the issue, FCC's Chairman Carr said, here's his quote, quote, "In some quarters, there's a very concerted effort to try to lie to the American people about the nature of one of the most significantly newsworthy public interest acts that we've seen in a long time, in what appears to be an action by Jimmy Kimmel to play into that narrative that this was somehow a MAGA or Republican-motivated person. Broadcasters," he said, "are entirely different than people that use other forms of communication. They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest." In other words, you can't do that. There are consequences. Basically, the consequences are that lies on the major airwaves, yeah, they will be addressed. And oh, by the way, ABC finally realized that apparently conservatives watch TV too, and ratings may actually matter. So consequences follow the utterance of the lie. And this is basically an employment decision, but it was the right one. Look, one of my favorite political personalities is Margaret Thatcher, the former Prime Minister of England. She had a way with words, and one of my favorites was when, at a press conference, one of the reporters began to take issue with her position, asking her, "But madam, isn't that just the same old story?" Without blinking, Thatcher looked at him and said, "Of course it's the same old story. The truth usually is the same old story." Her point is well taken. Truth is supposed to be unbendable. Truth is the thing that exists when all else is gray. Truth is real, and if it is in fact truth, then nothing can change it. But today there's a movement to go fast and loose with the truth by arguing with things like what Oprah Winfrey calls your own truth. Well, here's the deal. The luxury of redefining truth, or worse yet, carving out your own little version of truth, is in itself not true. Truth is not an option. You can choose to deny it if you want to. You can choose to operate outside the bounds of truth. You can even lie about it, but in the end, truth is still truth, and that's all there is to it. As an attorney, I have more than once had to advise my clients about things that their feelings about an issue were not actually what the law allows. I've told you before, it's hard to do when they're emotionally caught up in their own loss or their grievance, but the black and white letter of the law is still going to have the final say. I had one client one time that told me in no uncertain terms, He wanted to sue a city for taxing him incorrectly. Those blankety-blank so-and-sos are destroying my business profitability, taking too much of my hard-earned money. Well, he was going to file a criminal complaint. Huh. He was going to sue in circuit court. Huh. He was going to fight this all the way because he knew what was true. Well, the problem was it was his version of truth and his only. I had to tell him, no, actually the process is you're required by law to request an administrative hearing. It had to be done a certain way, that he could not just leap into court whenever he felt like it, and that he also had absolutely no grounds for a criminal complaint. But he knew what he knew, man. And unfortunately, the burden of proof was actually on his side, to show beyond a reasonable doubt that his version of the truth was the truth. Well, I agreed to help him with his administrative review, but the result was still the same. He owed the taxes, period. After which he lashed out at everybody, threatened to file a grievance with the state bar against the mediator and the opposing counsel. Then he filed a criminal complaint. Then he demanded I file a civil appeal, at which point I told him no, and he went and got another attorney. You see, the central issue in his problem was not everyone else on God's green earth, it was him. He was blindly adhering to a storyline that did not ring true in the end because it was just his version of truth. But he continued to lash out, daring anyone to question him. Look, what I just described to you is what we often see in the progressive left's constant attempt to change culture or the narratives to fit their truth. But let me give you two responses that I guarantee you will give you a leg up in any discussion with a liberal who is bound and determined to rewrite truth to suit their own notions. First of all, here's the thing. They lie to you or tell you something you know is not true to simply let them know they're not allowed to simply say that something is a new truth or a new version of truth. And they're going to get mad. Just go ahead and plan on it. They're going to call you a homophobe or a climate change denier or some other brand they use when they don't get their way. But just calmly let them know that their version of truth is still not truth. And then secondly, follow up by letting them know the burden of proof is actually on them. And that'll freak them out. Because what you've just done is show them that, first of all, you are onto their game and that you have principles and knowledge that you're standing on. Secondly, you're putting the onus back on them to actually prove their point. And the bottom line is they usually can't. And that's where it gets really fun. For example, let's say that you're in the unfortunate position of having to deal with someone who demands you use their chosen pronouns. They, them. Because, you know, their truth is that they're non-binary, neither male nor female, but something in between, perhaps even due to the application of the new gender theories altogether. Never mind that the grammatically incorrect use of the English language has never been supportive of using they, them to represent a singular person, like ever. So you look at them and say, I'm sorry, there's no truth in that. Instantly you're homophobic. Instantly they're calling you names, denying them the most basic of their rights, triggering their vast insecurities about the deprivations that non-binary people have always endured through the centuries at the hands of cis white males. So you take a breath, and you blink at them benignly like a cow grazing in a sunny pasture, and you simply say, prove it. And this is where they will either retreat hastily or demand that you capitulate under their threats, because they can't prove it. So you go one step further. You let them know that the biological sciences don't support their status, that men can't have babies, and that women can't be dudes, and ask what they can do to prove their science. Because after all, the burden of proof is actually theirs. See, this is what you do with liberals. When a liberal confronts you with their version of the world, and they demand that you take part in it, or adhere to it, or condone it in some way, simply start by saying, no, that's not true. And secondly, remind them that it's on them to prove it. Not you. Bottom line is Jimmy Kimmel fooled around and found out. His so-called truth was nothing more than a festering lie that did nothing but offend millions. Millions. So yeah, look, when the left hits you up with the demand that you give heed to their version of truth, just remember, you don't have to accept it, and you can tell them you don't accept it, and the burden of proof is actually on them, because yes, truth usually is the same old story. And maybe their truth is just a lie. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.